Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. You see, our mission is to educate, motivate, and elevate the consciousness of our people. And each message is a message from our soul. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, family. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, welcome to your new day where everything is washed away. Yes, they call this a prayer line. I call this a love experience. Yes, a love experience, family. We're going to get started with Angie Winans, the Lord's Prayer. I tell you today, I am super excited because God is all there is, family. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and this is Angie Winans, the Lord's Prayer.
I know you know the story when the disciples asked the Lord how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this. How should we pray? Here's what the Lord told us. pray to Zaya, pray to Zaya, pray. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Wow. Good morning. Good morning. That was Angie Winans. And I am Janine Ann Ingram right here on the Love Journey family. Good morning. Good morning. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Family, I want you to tune in and into the presence of your inner self as we become still and focus in on the breath. I want to remind you, sometimes, family, we forget to breathe. I want you to take in a deep breath this morning, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, releasing it through the mouth, and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, and remembering to breathe into the heart. You see, the heart has wisdom, family. Reverend, I say, it's the feelings that get the blessing. In this right now moment, I just want you to give thanks to every breath that you can take. Give thanks as you move into the attitude of gratitude for this beautiful body temple. And I want you to just be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. Breathe, family. And release. I want you to take in another deep breath as you become still and know that I am, God, family. Breathe. And release. I want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, Oh, Divine Mother, Father God, come, Holy Spirit. As I come from the transcending power, inviting and invoking the presence of my higher mind self, calling forth the God Goddess energy and all the unseen presence, asking that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit. As I ask to remove every human created thought, every human created ego, come, Holy Spirit, and let me come empty in this right now moment, Holy Spirit, and fill my presence to the brim of the overflow, Holy Spirit. Fill my presence as I come empty, Holy Spirit, that I may be filled by the presence of you and can make manifest the glory of your presence in this right now moment. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Speak to somebody's heart today, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, as I call forth a fresh anointing upon your people today, God. Oh, God, as I call for fresh anointing, a new wineskin, fresh revelation, come, God, and bring new oil upon us today, God. Anoint us today, Holy Spirit, as we call forth the blessings of you upon our life right now, God. Oh, as we ask you to come and bless this line today, God, as we ask you to raise the vibratory energy of this call that we may come the highest vibration of love in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come and allow us to move into the blessings, God, of you. Thrust us into our place of blessing today, God, that we may walk in your authority, in your mastery, and in the dominion that you have given us as alchemists on the planet, God. I just give thanks for our presence, God. I give thanks for each and every one who is present under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to touch and anoint their hands right now, God, that everything they touch on this day, God, oh, God, everything they touch will turn not just gold but platinum gold, God. I'm asking you for an anointing today, God. I'm asking you to anoint each and every one of our feet, God, that everywhere we tread our feet should not just be on holy ground, God, but everywhere we tread our feet, we feel the presence of the gold dust, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and that only the blessings get there when we get there. Come, Holy Spirit. Spirit, and allow our presence to be a blessing, God. You said in your word we can have the blessings of Abraham today, God. I'm asking to be so blessed, Holy Spirit. I'm asking to be so blessed, and each and every person under the sound of my voice be so blessed, God, that, oh, even the blessed will call us blessed, God. Oh, God, that we'll be so blessed that even the blessed are calling us blessed, God. I'm calling forth the anointing of Abraham upon our life today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth the anointing of Solomon, not just for wealth, but his wisdom, Holy Spirit, that we can make manifest the glory of your financial substance on this earth, that we can perpetuate the kingdom of heaven on earth, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our financial substance today, God, that you will bring forth a blessing, God, that only you can bring, God. I'm asking you to open up your windows, your doors, your gates, your heaven, and pour it out upon us, God, that it won't be enough to receive it. Holy Spirit, I'm asking for a blessing today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to do your will right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let your will be done upon us, God, and let our will be your will, God. Let our thoughts be your thoughts, God. Let our words be your words, God. Oh, I'm calling forth the anointing of David, God, that on our lips, God, David's words will be on our lips. Ooh, God, our cup runneth over, God. May they be an Ephesians 3:20 kind of blessing, abundantly more than we can ever ask, think, or imagine, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let your will be done in this call on this day, God. I ask you to lead us, guide us, and oh, into the place of our blessings in the mighty consciousness of Jesus. We know it is done. We know the victory is yours, and we say, amen, amen, amen. And so it is, God. Oh, thank you, God. And so it is. Whew. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Oh, did you see the moon last night? Just so grateful for the beautiful full moon. Yes. Oh, man. Good morning to the moon. Good morning, moon. Good morning to the land and the soil. All the energy of the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ether. Good morning, universe. Good morning, universe. And good morning to our most beneficent angelic committee. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke your presence, as we send you out on assignment today to go forth and create a day, ease, elegance, and grace of a path that is created with ease, elegance, and grace, God. Oh, we just give thanks for our angels being able to send our angels out on assignment. The word says we can command our angels, come, angels, and bring forth a blessed day as you direct us. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning. To our beautiful, beautiful Master God, Spirit God, as we invite and invoke their presence. You know, I just give thanks for the unseen presence. I only can imagine that God looked at this greatest creation, reminding you today that you are God's greatest creation. You are God's greatest miracle. And that God loved us so much that he sent the unseen presence, our master guides, spirit guides, angels, archangels, and our ascended masters and our beautiful ancestors as we stand here this morning and pay homage to those who have walked this journey. We pay homage to the known and unknown ancestors. We give thanks for the legacy that they left in. And it's us. We are the legacy. We are the dream of the dreamers who came before us. And today, as we stand before our ancestors, good morning, ancestors. And as we call forth the names of those who are known and send love to those we may not know, as I give love to my mother, the vehicle that assisted me into the planet. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Miss Annie Mack. I love you, lady. Miss Colette Grant, who just sit as a midwife on this love journey call and birthed more of my greatness. Good morning, Miss Colette Grant. I love you. Sending love into you and all of your descendants this morning. Good morning, Mama Colette, as we invite and invoke your presence. And good morning to all of our ancestors. And even the ones we don't know their name, we invite and invoke the presence of our mighty, powerful ancestors. Good morning. As we send love into the descendants that will come after us, as we send love to all of those who will come after us this morning, we send love into our lineage, being the game changers of our family line. Thanking God for the opportunity to allow the prayers that we pray today to be a blessing to those that will come and continue to come to the planet even long after we're gone. Good morning to our descendants. All right, family. You tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram. And good morning to all the gods and goddesses. Peace, peace to the kings and queens. Love, love to the family this morning. All my millionaires and billionaires, my authors and multi-million dollar inventions, and all script writers, filmmakers, master speakers, entrepreneurs. All those who are on the line this morning, good morning. And all those who are coming, good morning, good morning. I send you love. Again, this is The Love Journey. They call this the prayer line, but I tell you, I call it an experience, a love experience, family, a love, love, love experience. I'm super excited. We've been having a great fun on the call. All right, family, you know I got to do a little Christmas. You know I got to do my little Christmas spiel because you know I love Christmas. Not because maybe like for what other people love. I believe I see the most loving energy in this time of the year. I see people giving to people. I see love in the air, music, food. And it's just, to me, the real reason for Christmas, the real reason for the season is love. Even when I think of Saint Nick, Santa Claus, or any idea of it. In some ways, it might be commercialized, but it always reminds me of love. And I always love this year when we get to pick families, and I'm just super excited. We're just about to get the letters from those kids who want Christmas, who wouldn't normally have Christmas, and I get to go buy the Christmas gifts, and all the kids' eyes just light up. Because I remember those days when I didn't have Christmas gifts, but I super love Christmas. So today, let's see what Christmas song. Maybe we'll play This Christmas. How about that? Not by Donny Hathaway, because I got to sit and upload some Christmas music. I don't have that much on here, but I'm going to do it, family. But right now, we're just going to do the one I have, which is Whispers This Christmas. You tuned in to The Love Journey. This is This Christmas by The Whispers.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be around. You're right.
Good morning, family. You tuned in to The Love Journey, and that was The Whispers right here on The Love Journey with Janine Ingram, hosting your daily love show. Yes, bringing you just a little more love every day. And again, I tell you, the real reason for this season is love. I tell you, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And I pray that each and every one of you will have the most amazing, fulfilled, love-filled Christmas this year, that it will be filled with lots of love, lots of joy, lots of happiness, and plenty of giving of whatever you desire. Gifts, food, exchange of whatever you desire this year. Yay! All right, family, we're going to get started. And guess what we're going to talk about today? Well, family, that thing called worthiness. Because we've been talking about money a lot and money, and everything y'all research, there's one thing and one thing only that comes together with raising and changing our life, and it is called worthiness. So I read an article, and it's called Here's Why the Joke is on Us. It says we spend more of our lives trying to chase the proverbial carrot that is right around the corner. If we could just become a little more this, maybe if I could be a little better, oh, maybe if I could just be a little more perfect, maybe we'd be worthy enough to get that carrot. But let me tell you today, family, the joke is on us. Not only is there no carrot, did you hear me, family? There is no carrot. The only thing we need lies within us. Let me say that again. The only thing you ever need and the only thing you should ever desire is right there within you. That is our own approval. Everything outside of that is outside of our control. Because you can control nothing outside of you. You see, when we realize that we are enough as is, when we set aside and set ourselves free, when we no longer decide to settle for a quarter of the love, a quarter of the joy and the awesomeness of life that we want, and instead raise our standards and declare only the best can the best find us. Come on, let me say that again. When we decide, when we realize that we are enough just as we are, when we no longer decide to settle for a quarter of the love, a quarter of the joy, and the awesomeness of life we want, and instead raise our standards and declare only the best can the best find us. You see, the universe is ready, willing, and able to give us what our hearts desire. Let me say that again, family. You see, Albert Einstein told us years ago that the universe is friendly to our desires. You see, the universe is ready, willing, and able to give us what our hearts desire. But in order for this to happen, we have to own our worthiness. Come on, family. You got to own your worthiness. You got to own that you are more than good enough. I remind you today, family, you are God's greatest miracle. Of all the things that God created on earth, it fascinates my heart. It sends joy through my spine just to imagine how the Creator just looked at you when God created you. When the Creator said, let me manifest myself and call it you, 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 and you, and then looked upon the earth and kissed God's self and said, ooh, this is my greatest creation yet. Ooh, this is my greatest miracle. Can you imagine just the pride and the proud and the energy that God felt when God created you and said, you are my greatest miracle? You see, God loved you so much. He chiseled magnificent on your heart, looked at you and said, good and very good. But today, We got to own our own worthiness as is. Just as you are in this right now moment. And be willing and courageous enough to let go of all that resonates with love and with joy and with our growth. One of my most favorite phrases out there on the internet is what you put up with, you end up with. Come on, y'all. What you put up with, you end up with, family. How many of us are putting up with something that we no longer desire, don't want, and never want to get in the beginning, but some reason we stay in stuff that we don't want. You see, I cannot tweet, email, write, or remind myself of that enough. What you put up with, you end up with. We are here on this earth to own our own worthiness as is, and then be courageous and receptive enough to allow all the good stuff in. This requires us to let go of fears, let go of abandonments or rejection of not belonging. For us to live at our highest potential, we must be willing to let go of all that unworthy life and step into a life of knowing how lovable we are in this right now moment, how amazing we are in this right now moment, how we are created for all the goodness in this right now moment. We've been talking about all this stuff in regards to manifesting money. And when you get down to all of the things that cause us to stay in jobs we don't like, in relationships we don't like, in situations we're not happy with, clog up money situation, all comes down to one thing. Am I really good enough? Am I really good enough to step out on my own job? Created a life for myself. Am I really good enough? So I was listening to a conversation on the internet, and I'll put it on. It's about 8 minutes long, and it's the 4 money beliefs. 4 money beliefs. And I want us to listen to it, and I just want you to think about what beliefs are you holding on to that's keeping you in relationships that you're not happy with, jobs you're not happy with, and disharmony. What are the money beliefs that keep you stuck in situations? All right, family, this is Kate Northrup and Marie.
Hey, it's Marie Forleo, and you are watching Marie TV, the place to be to create a business and life you love. I got a question for you. Do you ever feel like you self-sabotage around money? Ever wonder if you have some limiting beliefs from childhood that are holding you back? Whether you've got mountains of debt or you just can't seem to get ahead, most of us have a next financial level that we would love to get to. If that sounds like you, you are in for a treat today because you're going to learn about 4 money beliefs that may be holding you back and how to fix them. Kate Northrup is the best-selling author of Money, A Love Story, Untangle Your Financial Woes and Create the Life You Really Want. She created financial freedom for herself at the age of 28 through building a team of more than 1,000 wellness entrepreneurs in the network marketing industry. Her philosophy is that if you free yourself financially, you can be fully present to your purpose on the planet. She's been featured on The Today Show, The Huffington Post, Glamour, and more. Miss Kate Northrup.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you so much for being on Marie TV.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I just got to say once again, Money, A Love Story, amazing book by Kate. If you don't have it, go out and get it ASAP. So so let's talk money because, you know, we've been friends for years, and I love talking about money. I think it's an amazing topic. It's an integral part of our lives.
Yeah.
I'm really passionate about it. And, you know, so many people, especially this time in the world, so many people are struggling financially, and a lot of people aren't. And so there's really a possibility for us all to get to that next level.
Yeah.
I'm curious, why are you so passionate about this topic? I really see money as a tool for people to be able to show up in a bigger way. Money is neither negative or positive. It just is a tool for us to make change. And if we've got a lot of financial chaos going on, we're worried about, how am I going to put food on the table? How am I going to pay the rent? Oh my goodness, where's the mortgage going to come from? That takes up a lot of bandwidth, a lot of our creative bandwidth, a lot of our power bandwidth, and we're not able to show up in the same way as if our financial lives were in order and kind of taken care of, so that we could then come over here and do the things that are higher leverage, that are really of service. So getting it together financially is really just a vehicle for being able to show up more fully in your purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that 100%. I think you know my story, where I started off thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt, and it sucked. It was really hard to think about how to create everything when I was like, oh my God, am I going to have enough to pay rent or to eat or anything like that? And I know for you, you've come a very far way in a short couple of years, personally, financially. So can you tell us a little bit about your story and how big of a change you've made in these past couple of years?
Sure. So I moved to New York when I was 22, and I promptly got myself into about $20,000 worth of credit card debt, probably a little bit more at some point.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that that was the number until several years in, because I had my head dipped so deeply in the sand, avoiding looking at it.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh, I'll just spend and spend and spend. And they were on things that were like business stuff and courses. Like, it's not like I had a closet full of Jimmy Choo's, but it was still way beyond my means.
Yeah.
And I noticed I was so unconscious about money, and I was so avoidant, and I was so scared to look at the whole truth.
I have a question for you. So would you like get bills, like they would come in and you just wouldn't open them? You'd
totally.
Like stick them in a drawer.
Yeah.
So did you pay minimum?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I knew what my minimum was on every card, and I had a lot of them.
Yes.
So it was like this kind of shell game where I would just pay a little more than the minimum, which made me feel like, oh, I'm making a little progress, but I really wasn't. And I was just in this quagmire, and I felt really inauthentic because I was out running a business. I was teaching women about different streams of income and thinking in new ways about cash flow. But behind the scenes, I had all this financial chaos, and I knew I wasn't taking responsibility for it. So the whole thing, it felt really, really awful. And it wasn't, I mean, it was that way around the time that you and I met. Yeah. And I was hiding it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. And so you were hiding it from most of the world publicly.
Yeah.
And so how long did it take for you to reach that breaking point where you were like, okay, I've had enough. I got to handle this. Like, I can't do this anymore. It just hurts too much.
It was about 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. It was 4 years of, I always was a good earner.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it was never like I couldn't eat or anything. I could always just kind of keep just my little nose above the surface so I could still breathe.
Yeah.
And it was about 4 years that I finally kind of sat myself down and said, you know what, enough is enough. And I realized that I was holding myself back from being able to be in my full ability to make change in the world by being in financial chaos. I knew that that was a way I was keeping myself small.
Yep.
And so I just finally decided to do something about it.
And so let's fast forward. So what are the numbers? Like, how much debt did you get yourself out of, and how fast did you do it?
When I really made some significant changes in my life, I was in about 20,000, probably 21,000. And 6 months later, I had paid it all off basically in one fell swoop and doubled my income and doubled my savings. And it was amazing what happened when I just got my rear in gear and made some critical mindset shifts, which we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
And it all worked out.
Yeah.
Which, kind of shocking, actually.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing when that happens and when you actually tell the truth and stop lying?
Telling the truth.
Yeah.
So huge.
It is so huge. I know it can feel so scary. It's not about money, but back in my early 20s, when I was engaged to be married to someone that I knew I wasn't going to marry, but I was terrified of breaking it off because our finances were commingled and I was just so scared. I only lasted about 6 months in a lie. But living that lie, I think we've all experienced that on some level where you know something is not right. You're hiding something big, but you don't have the courage quite yet to break through. And so I love this topic because we're going to dive into these money beliefs. And they're almost like money lies that we're telling ourselves. And if you could just tell yourself the truth, there's this incredible opening that can happen. And literally your whole life really can change just by changing something on the inside.
And fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't have to take a long time.
Yeah. I've had some stories from clients and from friends and people that we've had some tough money conversations, not tough between us personally, but just being there and supporting them through it and watching how quickly things can turn around. Even if I've had some people that been in like $100,000, $200,000 debt, even if that number doesn't go away as quickly as yours did, it goes down really fast. But more importantly, who they are in the world changes so significantly.
And that's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's not about the money.
Yeah. So and it's not about the money, and it is about the money. So let's get into it. So you say we have, we're going to focus on four beliefs today. And the first one that holds us back is someone else should or will do this for me.
We take our financial power and we just give it to somebody else. We're like, it's like so much easier really to just say like, hey, Marie, will you just do this for me? Or, hey, boss, can you just do this for me? Or, hey, Prince Charming, future husband who hasn't showed up yet, like he'll probably take care of it for me. So I'll just bide my time and keep being irresponsible until that point. For me, it was that I hoped that my mom would just take care of it for me someday.
Really?
Yeah. It's so embarrassing to even just say that right now, but it's true. I wrote about it in my book, so it's out there. and that is symptomatic of us really feeling like we're not enough to do it.
Right.
And it's just saying, well, this is too scary. I don't have what it takes. I'm not smart enough. I'm whatever. And so we wait and we never turn on our full potential because we're hoping somebody else will swoop in at some point and save us.
Yeah. It's a big one. I mean, there's certainly been areas in my life where I was thinking that someone else was going to handle it for me. I'm pretty sure money was it back in the day. And it's like, now it almost feels like a different human being that used to think that way.
Yeah.
But it is. It's a big one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so belief number two, I'm not good with money. This is a big one.
This is a really big one. Have you ever seen a baby be born and be able to talk and walk?
No, not on YouTube sometimes.
Okay. But that pretty much never happens.
Yeah.
We've all learned the skills we have.
Right.
And so to think like you're just not good with money is holding you back. And our beliefs become our actions. We act in accordance with what our beliefs are.
Right.
And then our actions obviously create our results. Like that's just kind of a basic equation for life. And when we think I'm not good with money, we're setting ourselves up for failure, and we actually avoid taking financial steps because we have that thought. So instead, you can take really small actions to start to build your confidence. And the one that I did, again, I was really pretty remedial with this.
Yeah.
So when I started off, I was like, okay, I just am going to check my bank account balance every day. And when I do that, I'm going to give some gratitude for the ways my life is abundant. And I knew if I could just check in with money daily and start being in that relationship and paying attention to it, it would be powerful. And when I started doing that every day, I set a little Google Calendar alarm, 8:30 a.m., check your bank account balance. My income increased and I stopped spending more than I made. It was just like paying attention pays off, and I started to be better and better and better with money because I was paying attention to it.
I love that. And also just the things that we tell ourselves. I mean, we joke around a lot about it here on Marie TV. There are sometimes like we're shooting an episode and literally, you know, I'm flubbing this line that I really want to get across again and again. And we all joke and like, burr, 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 you know, and every expletive comes out and I'm like, okay, I got this. Like, I got this.
Yes.
And I tell myself, I got this. And wouldn't you know it, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, bam. And I get it. And I deliver that line. So it's the same thing with like, oh, I'm not good with money. If you tell yourself you're not good with money, you're never going to take the steps to do anything about it. And it's almost like you just got blinders on. You're never going to take them off.
Totally.
Yeah. So it's easy to change. I love that. I love that simple step, though, of just checking in daily.
Yes.
And the other thing I like about it is can remove the fear. Because I know for me, there was a time when opening my checkbook was really scary.
Yeah.
And it actually produced physical sensations of wanting to throw up.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't enough in there. At least that's the story I told myself. There was actually enough in there because here I am.
Right.
I didn't disintegrate.
Yeah.
And I wasn't getting taken off to jail or something. But that was a feeling, so.
Yeah, and we can train ourselves like Pavlov's dog to spend that time with our bank account and look at it and then automatically say, okay, I'm going to name 3 things in my life that I'm grateful for that feel abundant. And you're training and rewiring your brain so that you're associating looking at your money with feeling good.
I love that.
Yeah.
Money belief number 3, people with money are greedy or it's not spiritual to have money.
Yeah, I know that this is one you actually covered with Marianne Williamson in your audio, which was so fantastic. And when we have a judgment against somebody for having something, and it's very common with money. There's this whole lack mentality of like rich people are greedy or they've stepped on other people to get there or something. First of all, that's assumption. We'd never know really how people got where they're at. And chances are pretty good that they worked hard to get there and that they deserve it because of the time they've put in. And when we judge them, automatically our subconscious mind will never allow us to have the abundance or prosperity that we want if we're judging other people for having it.
Yes.
Because why would it let us be the evil person that we're saying, oh, well, you know, they're bad because they have money,
they're
or they're
greedy.
Selfish,
they're
greedy,
selfish.
Whatever it is.
They're dishonest.
Yes, that's a big one.
Yep.
So anytime that comes up, and also anytime it comes up, oh, well, it's not spiritual to be rich.
Yes.
Or to have money. Money is a stand-in for what we value. So, you know, if somebody wants something that you offer, like B-School, for example, and they value it according to the amount that it costs, that's a service. That's like an exchange of value for value that's tremendous. And the value they're receiving in their life is huge. And then you get to receive that in exchange. That's all that money is, just trading value for value. And when we add value to somebody else's life, to me, that's a spiritual act.
Yeah.
To say, you know what, I see that you have a need. And I have something I can help you with, and then to receive in exchange for that is how it should be. That is the flow. So if we start to see money as a means of value exchange and as a means of how can I look at the world and say, where can I add value? Where can I help somebody? Then the whole thing begins to be rewired and we realize, oh, I will become more prosperous to the degree that I'm able to add value to somebody's life.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
And I get really up in arms about that whole judging people for, you know, not spiritual to have money. Don't get me on my soapbox. Money belief number four. I'm not blank enough as I eat my hair. I'm not blank enough.
Okay. So I'm not blank enough. It could be I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough. I didn't come from the right background. Whatever it is, it's immediately taking you out of the game.
Yeah.
So anytime we don't value ourselves, what ends up happening is when we're out in the world, even if we're providing really good value,
yeah.
If we're not seeing our worth, we're not going to get the value in exchange for that.
Right.
No one will value you more than you value yourself.
Mm.
So we need to learn to value ourselves, and you can really, really practically. I mean, the whole self-love thing, I'm always like, when I hear about it, now I teach
Do you
this.
Roll your eyes?
I do.
Yeah.
Because I teach it at the same time.
And I teach it.
Because it's like, it's really important, and pretty much I think the solution to anything is loving yourself more, but it's like, how do I do that?
And what does that
mean? What does that even mean?
Right.
So really practically, what you can do is get out a journal, and every night for at least 21 days, because that's what studies show it takes to form a new habit, write in there three things you value about yourself or three ways that you added value to somebody's life that day. So, you know, you could be like, I was so funny today on Marie.
Right? I was so inappropriate.
Right?
I made people
exactly,
laugh.
Exactly. Like, and that was great. Or, you know, I could say, I did a Skype interview today and I know I added value to whoever's going to watch that one. So whatever it is. And then what we're doing is we're building that muscle and training ourselves to notice A, things that we value about ourselves and things that are valuable about us, and B, ways that we've added value to somebody else's life, which will tune our radar in so that during the day we're seeing more opportunities and we're saying like, oh, I could add a little value over there. Oh, there's an opportunity there. And it makes us better business people and it makes us better humans.
Yes.
So that's a great way to train yourself and write those three things down every day. And it'll make you feel like the next day you'll be like, I'll do something.
And
it's a fabulous way to celebrate yourself and to increase your value.
Yeah, I have to say, I love this one. Not so long ago, we did an episode about valuing your work.
That's right.
And we spoke, we were kind of aiming that at artists and creatives. Mm-hmm. And it was shocking and beautiful to me and heartbreaking at the same time to see how many of us struggle with that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what level you're at. You know, like you could feel like you're just starting out on your financial journey or your career journey, or you can be further along. And there's times for me where like I am just like, you know, the little fear comes up. And so I love that suggestion. Also because, you know, adding value to someone's life could mean smiling.
Oh, absolutely.
It can be an act of kindness. It can be like taking a pause and making a phone call and letting someone know that you love them.
Totally.
So it doesn't have to be necessarily, because I can, you know, I always hear the little chirpy-chirpies, like, everything's a business transaction. Like, no, shut up. It doesn't have to be a business transaction. It can actually be really a beautiful act of kindness and love and compassion that you put out into the world.
And the value we receive back, the abundance we receive back, might be financial and it might be something else. You and I both know that abundance is a lot of different things. It's our health, it's our relationships, it's our peace of mind. I mean, a life that's rich and wealthy is a lot of different things beyond your bank account.
Kate, this was awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming. What a rich discussion.
Thanks for having me.
And hopefully we'll keep talking about this, and we're going to keep talking about this in the comments right now. Now Kate and I have a...
So I just wanted to let you see in the conversation how value, worthiness equals standing, how to bring in that money energy. You know, yesterday we listened to Reverend Ike, and Reverend Ike said one thing that was, we got to sanctify our minds in order to bring money in and to bring things in where we desire. I say we got to sanctify our minds to bring in anything we desire, whether it's love, relationships, more harmony, more peace, more money. It's all the same energy, and it's all about cleaning and clearing our heart and recognizing that we are more than enough. Today, Reverend Ike says, you must believe you deserve. We're going to hear that, and then we can open up the line.
This is one of the reasons why one of the big things that keep money and goodness away from people is such a bugaboo. Do you know, people feel that they are not worthy. People have a great feeling of undeservedness. And where does it begin? With that religious idea of original sin. There's a chapter in this book titled, You Deserve God's Goodness. And I'm going to tell you, until you get all of those ideas out of your head about you don't deserve and you are not worthy, then you're going to be kicking money and all of the various forms of good that you would really like to have away from you. In this book, in that chapter, You Deserve God's Goodness, I tell you the one reason why you do deserve all of God's goodness. There's only one reason. And first of all, let me relieve you. It's not because you are either good or bad. Matter of fact, the bad folks, sometimes I think they get it before the good folks. Why? Because the bad folks don't have the hang-ups that you good folks have. See, the bad folks don't give a hang about all that theology. They don't care whether you believe in post-trib or pre-trib or mid-trib or no-trib. Matter of fact, I gave up all tribulation myself. I've already been through mine, going through some of it right now. I ain't looking for no more tribulation. Well, let me hear you say, I ain't looking for no more tribulation. But do you know, organized religion will put you through all these things. And there are preachers and churches and theologians that cuss each other out and fall out over whether they're post-trib or pre-trib or mid-trib or no-trib. I'm a no-trib. I've got enough of the tribulation. Just like the old lady that used to sit on her porch rocking and moaning all the time. A little kid came by and said, Grandma, how come you always moaning and groaning like that? Grandma stopped rocking and shook her finger in the kid's face and said, now let me tell you one thing. The Bible says that we are going to have trials and tribulation. And I don't care what you say, I mean to tribulate. You know, you can get whatever you want out of the Bible and some stuff you don't want. If you don't know what you're doing, do not read the book of Revelation. You will never sleep again. You'll get mixed up with those headless horsemen. And drown in the sea of blood. Well, let me get back. Reverend Ike, what does all of this have to do with money? And I was about to tell you something about feeling undeserved. Here's another way of stating principle. In life, you get what you sincerely think, believe, and feel you deserve. If you feel like you deserve that new church, that property, you'll get it. If way down in your gut, you are convinced, it is your conviction that God wants you to have it, nothing can keep it from you. And you see, we've got to, that's just another statement, gut level, that I'm using again to describe the Freudian term for subconscious and the Bible term for heart. But you see, this is what you've got to learn how to do. You've got to learn how to get way down there in your gut. Some of you need a gut job. Ask yourself, what do I think? What do I believe? What do I feel about myself? Way down in my gut.
All right, family. What do we really feel way deep down inside? You see, it's in our thoughts of unworthiness that we create a life that is out of harmony with what we truly desire. You see, slowly, day by day, as we change our thoughts from thoughts of unworthiness to worthiness, from doubting our dreams and intuition to believing, we will begin to take subtle different actions. And these actions will eventually add up one at a time until we don't even recognize our life anymore. When we all want something to change in our lives, we want to grow, we want to evolve, we want love, we desire abundance, we must begin by acknowledging our worth. Sometimes we feel like we're not worthy because of a degree, an honor, or a grade. We are equally worthy to live this kind of elevated lifestyle because we're all loved children of the universe. You're simply worthy just because you are. We must each realize that we are already worthy and then begin to take action from that place of already being worthy, and while at the same time honor the worthiness of everyone else we meet. We are powerful, amazing beings. We are God's greatest creation. We are God's greatest miracle. Let us step into our power today and declare our worthiness is already existing. Family, you are enough, just as you are. Really, family, you are more than enough, just as you are. Nothing more, nothing less. And nobody can do what you came to the planet to do in the way that you came to the planet to do. You're beautiful enough, no matter how beautifully chocolate, beautifully light, beautifully tall, beautifully short, no matter your weight, your size, nothing stops you from being worthy, family. It's time to own your worthiness today. All right, we're going to open up the lines, have a quick conversation, and then we're going to get out of here this morning. Start our day. Anybody want to talk about worthiness?
Good morning, Janine. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning. This is Chastity Wells in Atlanta, Georgia. I had to jump in. This was so beautiful this morning. Thank God for worthiness. Thank God for this message this morning. I'm just so grateful just to wake up and listen to it because, especially after a full moon and doing full moon meditations and the things that I journaled last night, and just really set my intentions and really doing the work last night. And, you know, as we always talk about, but just to wake up and, you know, you feel that energy and you, I just was radiating such at a higher peak this morning and then to dial into the line and this was the message. I was like, oh my God, did I not manifest the right message? So I am just excited about this message. I love this message and I just thank God for you and just always being on purpose and on time and on point with everything. I definitely love this. Even as I was looking around my house and I was cleaning the mirror while we were doing a lot of talking because it just had me so fired up. Just making sure that I understand and continue to do everything that I do based on I know that I deserve the best. So I thank you for the message this morning. I thought this was beautiful. I thought it was powerful. Even as I was listening to the lady and her example of how we bring value to others as a reflection of how much we earn, right? It's just a transfer. And I even looked over my day just briefly in that moment yesterday, and I know that once I get off the line, I'll have more time to really sit and do a little more thinking because it was the way she said it that allowed me to think in this magnitude of how I could have even shown up a little bit better, right? Not saying I didn't show up 100%, but just how I could bring more value even today in the days that God will bless with me with more, right? So I love the message for today. I know that I deserve the very, very best that God has for me, that life has for me. I didn't come to earth to play small.
Mm-mm.
I came to earth to experience the best. So thank you for the message this morning. And thank you for the reminder, especially after this full moon meditation. You rock.
You rock, too. Thank you so much, Chastity A. Wells. All right. Anybody else? All right. Let's see. No hands raised on the love journey. I mean, on the block talk. All right, Rosa, I'm looking to see if you got your hand raised just in case, but you don't. All right, anybody else? All right, we're going to get ready and remind you, family, one more time that you are worthy. You were worthy the day you were born. And so in order for us to change our money game, our love game, any game that we want to change in this life, we got to know that all of it is an inner game. You know, life is an inside job. Love is an inside job. Life is an inside job. Money is an inside job. At the end of the day, it's all an inside job. We've been talking about these things. Why? Because 2017 is so near. And if we don't want 2017 to be like these past years and we want it to be different, Albert Einstein said you have to. You can't change a problem with the same mindset that created it. In order to stretch and grow into another level of where you want to be, whether it's relationship, job, money, whatever, you got to stretch these belief systems. And you got to shatter the glass ceilings that you've created in these belief systems because your life is the sum total of your beliefs. Let me say that again. No matter how you may know consciously these laws, but your life is the sum total of your belief system. And if we want to and change our 2017, we got to change even what we think we know and even what works. Remember now, Moses was told to strike the rock. And Moses knew how to strike the rock to get water. Now the family, they needed, Hebrews needed water again. And this time, God told him to speak, but he struck. Why? Because he was used to doing things the old way, even though it worked. Family, we at the precipice of life right now. meaning that we're at a point where our life is asking us to stretch, to let go of what we know, to let go of what we thought we knew.
Hello?
To let go of what we thought we know in order for us to become who God has called us to be. So with that being said, I'm asking you today, think about and ask yourself, where can I let go of these old belief systems that's causing me to live in this area in my life where I don't want to be? And that's the only thing that's going to change that is changing our thought process. And the core of it does come from the fact that you're worthy of more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. You were worthy the day you were born. You were worthy just because you are. I tell you, when God created you, I can only imagine. I keep telling this story because I redundantly want you to know that when God created you, God created all the beautiful, amazing things in the planet, the flowers, the trees, the bees, and said, wow. But God didn't have the same kind of fascination, the same kind of proud feeling as if when God created you. When God looked at you, God said, oh, this is my greatest creation yet. Because you are God's greatest miracle. You are God's greatest gift. You are God's greatest creation. There's no way you should be walking this planet playing small when you are the greatest thing ever created in the planet. There's no way we should be playing small. There's no way we should not be playing small. Today, ask yourself this. Where do I need to release my own belief system in order to move myself into a place that allows us to play large? Play large in your life. Good morning, Rosa.
I'm trying to get on Blog Talk. I had to come back to the old number. I said, oh, girl. You are rocking these weeks away every day. You know, part of my process has been, first I went to the millionaire mindset a couple of years ago, then I went again. And my belief system about money, they go through a whole process, has changed. When I ask God to provide me a means to do my invention, God gave me a means. It has expounded into buying gold. Tell me how great God is. You know, sometimes our mindset will have a blessing right in front of us, but then we go to the old comfortable space. I don't want to do that. I don't believe in that. We cannot, as a people, and I'm not just talking black folks. I'm talking about people, period. Be successful without a community. You can't. Even if you're in a multi-level marketing business, even if you have a store, no matter what you do, you have to work in community. And we are so afraid and so mistrusting of our community that it keeps us hostage to poverty. What I've learned in this process of the last couple of weeks is that it takes community to boost me into my monetary system. It takes me listening to you. It takes me saying yes. It takes me to have faith and trust that when I ask, God will provide an answer to the situation. However, what normally happens is we go back to the things that we heard, the things that we believe, especially about money. And in order to be in a receiving mode for God's blessing, you have to release those fears that you have gotten into your head that aren't yours. I was listening to the conversation that you were stating, and one of the things I heard her say is, what is your belief system, your true belief system about money? Do you believe that it's paper, coins? It's not. There's a difference between currency and money. There's a difference between wealth and being proficiently provided in everything. We get hung up on dollar bills and coins.
Dollar bills, y'all.
And dollar bills are actually a made-up product by man. And I forget the name of the book that actually explains the whole economy system and where it came from. There was a time when we did salt. People did use currency as a salt. There were times when it was gold, silver, platinum. True wealth does not come from the dollar bill. True wealth comes from you saying yes to a different idea of what it is. I am grateful for this journey because it keeps expounding my consciousness. It keeps saying, okay, there's more. There's much, much more than the dollar bill. And it takes community to show you the way. But it first takes your acceptability to do something different. Nothing can change until you take an action that is outside of what you've been doing. Community comes with wealth. That's it. That's all. And all those made up things that society wants to tell you about, it's not true. So, I pray that all that we've been hearing and talking about and experiencing in this journey quickly changes us so that we can become a wealthy product in our own family and in our community. Because there are communities in the United States that support each other wholeheartedly, the Jewish community, Seventh-day Adventist community, the Chinese, the Asian people, the Hispanic people, the Nigerians, the Ethiopians. They know what community is all about. What's wrong with us African Americans? Why can't we go to our beginning that we lived, fed, ate, financially supported each other without fear? I'm just here to say we have to do something different in order to be something different. Thanks for that, Michelle. You want to know more? Give me a call. I love conversations about this. I am becoming a money magnet in a whole lot of different ways. And I am grateful.
Right.
Thank you, Janine.
Thank
and
you.
And a love journey.
All right. So thank you, Rosa. That was Rosa J. Any more questions, comments, or concerns, push star 1 on the blog talk. Or just call in on the other side, I guess, huh? All right, family, we're going to get ready and listen to this motivation, the best motivation. I want to thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey today, reminding you that your life truly is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice, family. And remember, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dream. But let's have fun doing them. I'm super excited, family. Let's do it, family.
I'm telling you, you can make whatever kind of money you want to make. You can have whatever you want to have. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, there are no limitations. And aren't you tired? There's some of y'all out there right now. You're tired. You know, somebody telling you when to come to work. Somebody telling you when to take lunch. Somebody telling you when to do a vacation. Somebody telling you what you can and cannot do. Some of us, we were born to fly. But what I'm telling you is, when you become the right person, what I mean by the right person is, once you identify who you are and you begin to separate yourself from the masses and you begin to see your individuality, when you begin to see your talents, when you begin to see your personal skills, all right, it's like this. If you ever wore a suit from the store before, that's one thing. But if you ever got a suit tailored, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you ever got a tailored suit before, you know that it's different from going to buy a one-size-fits-all suit and then having a suit that's tailor-made. It fit different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it's fit to you. And what I'm telling you is, you need to have a tailor-made life. When you were created with a specific purpose, a specific design. I don't care if you was born and, you know, your parents, didn't claim you, you still special. I don't care if your mama went in your life, your daddy went in your life, you are still special. When you were created, you were designed to do what nobody else can do. And I'm telling you, when you become the right person, when you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never ever be the best copycat in the world, but you will be the best you could be. So I'm challenging you, number one, I'm challenging you to define your value, right? Number two, I challenge you, listen to me, if you want to make more money, if you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. That's right, invest what? Number one, I'm asking you to invest time. I'm asking you to invest time in yourself. Some of y'all, you spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You spend so much time trying to fit in that you don't even know who you are. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself. I challenge you to check yourself out. There's some young ladies right now, you fine, you pretty, you got it going on. Some brothers, you handsome, you suave, you got swag. But you know what your problem is? You've been in one relationship after another relationship, and you ain't never been in a good relationship because you don't even know you. You spend so much time taking her out. You spend so much time trying to impress him. You spend so much time buying her flowers, taking her out to lunch. You spend so much time calling him. You don't even know who you are. You heard what I said. You've invested so much of your time in being liked by other people, being loved by other people, being appreciated by other people, that you don't even know who you are. And I challenge you to invest time in your own self. I challenge you to get to a place when people don't like you, it don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to blow up. You're trying to get to the next level. E.T., I don't like the fact that you do this. I don't care. I'm not living my life for you. I'm living my life for me.
Family, have a great, wonderful, amazing day. Know I love you. Know I love you, love you, love you. May it be filled with love, joy, happiness, success, and lots of money. See you in the morning, family.